Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much indeed for that. We have loads of texts on vaping and transport and all the other issues we've discussed. We'll get to those in a short little while. But for the next 3 weeks, I can tell you, our Drive Time reporters will be travelling the country asking you what the issues are in your city or council area as we get ready to vote in the local elections. This is really Drive Time coming to your village or town. And for the first report, Drive Time's John Cook has been looking into the issue of refugees accommodation in County Clare. Ukrainian refugees living in a hostel there have been told that they have to move out this week, with international protection applicants from other countries expected to be housed there instead. Many of the Abbey Hotel's residents have been there since they fled the war in their home country 2 years ago and are pleading to stay in Ennis as the accommodation crisis continues to deepen. John Cook is with me now. Can you first tell us, John, about the situation for residents of Abbey Hotel that I mentioned, or hostel, I should say, that I mentioned there?
Yes, Cormac, it was late last month that up to 170 Ukrainians living in the Abbey Hostel and former Rowan Tree restaurant in Ennis received written notification that they would have to leave what's been home for many of them for 2 years now by no later than this Friday, May 24th. Their options were to find their own private rented or pledged accommodation in the area, something most people found near impossible, I was told today, or to accept an offer to move to another centre this week, even though many say their locations they're going to mean that some will lose jobs or their children will have to change schools. Last week, it emerged that while the Abbey Hostel will no longer offer accommodation to Ukrainian refugees under the government's Beneficiaries of Temporary Protection Scheme, its owners have also contacted government agencies to offer the same building to accommodate international protection applicants. Now, today, I was told around 70 people have moved to other parts of Ireland in recent weeks from the Abbey Hostel. For 100 more, they have until this Friday to go, and many of them have been offered locations in other parts of County Clare. But this is all causing a lot of confusion and upset for some of those I spoke to, starting with business student Ola, who came to Ennis from Chernihiv in Ukraine with her mother and grandmother 2 years ago.
Yes, I like this town and I'm very happy to stay here, and I want to study and want to continue live in Ennis.
As of Friday, you're told you have to leave. And
yes.
Where are you going?
Now we must to move in Lisdon Varna, but it's very difficult for us because my grandmother has problem with health, and she went for operation with knee. And I want.
So you want to access the hospital in Ennis or in Limerick? You're worried about doing that from Lisdon Varna because you'd be relying on the bus.
Yes, she need to move 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's very hard because she. 78 years old.
Olga, you came from Kharkiv. Your daughter's 14, your son is 6. Are they in school in Ennis?
Yes, College Murray and the CBS school.
And I know you work as a care worker for elderly people as well in their homes. What's going to happen when you move to Lisdon Varna?
I lost my job.
You're going to lose your job, and what about the school places?
No places.
Lisdon Varna, for my children, not places.
You don't think there's a school place for them there?
No place. And September, maybe.
Igor, yeah. You came to Ireland just 7 months ago, but you have found work in a hotel in Ennis. You're worried about living further away from that now?
I work as a kitchen porter. At the moment, I must go to Lahinch.
And your girlfriend, too. How do you feel about that?
Annoyed, stressed.
This is stress for me, and this is stress for me, and I am not happy to go as a city.
Natalie, is it the situation that most Ukrainian refugees here have had to move somewhere like Lisdon Varna or other hotels around Clare, or have they had to move further away?
Yes, 70 people have gone maybe a week ago to different parts of Ireland.
Like where?
Mayo, Cork, Killarney. They are going to lose their jobs, their schools.
I know you were hoping to be able to stay in Ennis, but when you hear about the accommodation crisis, and I suppose you see all the people in tents and you see the huge pressures on the government, what are you hoping might happen now, or do you understand why you have to move?
We partly understand why we have to move, but it's quite unclear how they choose the accommodation for different people.
Now, Natalie has two young boys in primary school in Ennis, and she was one of many families, I'm told, who are very upset that they're being moved away from these schools, while others are worried about accessing jobs and health services, as you heard. Natalie also helped translate for retired couple Alexander and Olina, who said they wanted to talk to me as Alexander is currently undergoing cancer treatment and he's pleaded with local politicians and state agencies to stay.
I have prostate cancer. I had hormonal therapy and radiotherapy.
And how
in Limerick Hospital.
And how is your health now?
I feel better, but now I feel bad.
I know you're still waiting for further treatment and surgery, Alexander. You've been told you have to move to Listunvarna, and that's why you feel bad. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Listunvarna is a long way to Limerick and medicine clinic, Sonas in Ennis. Ennis became...
It became home for you.
Ennis стал нашим домом.
Yeah, Ennis became like home for them. They have been living for 2 years over there.
And Alexander is saying, Natalie, that he doesn't understand why Ukrainian refugees should have to move from here for international protection applicants to move in. I think that's the way a lot of people feel, is it?
Yeah, actually, that's the thing that a lot of people feel. And Alexander, like, aren't able to understand what's the difference if he stays here instead of some other place.
I need to finish my treatment now.
And that's cancer patient Alexander there, among other Ukrainian residents leaving the Abbey Hostel. John, you've been in touch with government about this.
I put a series of questions to the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department this morning, Cormac. I don't have a response to those questions. I was told in a simple automatic response from the office earlier on, they're responding to a large number of queries at present about the large numbers of asylum seekers and refugees, and we know these issues dominating elsewhere. I can tell you the Minister's position on this, though, as of his position stated in a written response in a parliamentary question last week regarding the Abbey Hostel. Minister Roderick O'Gorman confirmed the accommodation provider had notified state agencies of their decision to cease accommodating beneficiaries of temporary protection, as is their right under their contract, and they asked that the Ukrainian refugees residing there would be moved to alternative accommodation. Minister O'Gorman's answer also confirmed that International Protection Procurement Services are currently appraising a separate offer of accommodation for international protection applicants in the same hostel, and it's hoped a contract can be agreed in the near future. The minister's answer also said that while every effort is made to minimise disruption for current residents, staying in the local area cannot be guaranteed for those who continue to require state accommodation. Now, this is obviously a cause of much upset for those affected, as we heard, but also for local school communities, employers and others sorry to see their Ukrainian friends moved. And concerned too, as some put it to me, at the way in which it seems that one state contract can be replaced by another. I've been speaking to voters I met in Ennis today ahead of the local elections. These obviously national government issues, but very much on their minds ahead of the elections coming to us on June 7th. And many also said they were concerned about the impact of losing local hotels, hostels and other businesses for long government contracts. It seems to be for the long term, many said to me. They also voiced concerns about the large numbers of refugees and asylum seekers now living in this area, as you'll hear.
Well, look after your own first before inviting people in from abroad, like, you know.
You're concerned about the amount of refugee accommodation or asylum seekers in Clare?
The people aren't like that. It's just, why are we looking after our own people first and foremost? Like, there's people on waiting lists for years and years, and then people coming in. I know there's war and all that, like, that can't be helped, but they seem to be able to fix that pretty quickly, as in find accommodation for people coming from abroad.
We've nowhere to stay in Ennis now, so, like, we don't go out in Ennis anymore because there's just physically nowhere for us to go. And, like, you know, we're coming from a very seaside resort originally.
You're from Kilkee, and there's a lot of tourist beds, well, taken up with state contracts there as well.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's all protection applicants back that direction as well. So, I mean, like, definitely tourism is very much affected back that way as well.
Definitely will have an impact this summer because there is only one hotel left in Clee which is available to actually rent. Everyone else is out. The deal has been done to keep our farming subsidies coming in, so one hand washes the other hand, and that way, if we want to keep our farming subsidies, we have to accommodate other situations.
That's the way you feel about our relationship with Europe?
Yes, yes.
And okay, as regards accommodation for tourists here, Ennis has lost an awful lot. Tourists are looking for, they're still ringing up about it.
Is it having an impact on the town, on the local economy, do you think?
Absolutely, it has to.
Absolutely, says one voter in County Clare there. And the accommodation crisis, John, is certainly an issue for many.
Of course, all along the Wild Atlantic Way, Cormac, right throughout the country, and it's a big issue here in Clare, where the local tourism forum says that up to 40% of tourist accommodation stocks are now in state contracts to house refugees and international protection applicants. Maurice Walsh is the vice chairperson of the Clare Tourism Forum and general manager of Dirty Nelly's Bar and Restaurant in Bunratty, where the area's only hotel is now in one such contract. He says this ongoing issue is causing devastation for the local economy, for festivals, for nightlife and the hospitality sector throughout the county.
It's shattering to our business, really crippled us in relation to our nighttime economy. We would be normally looking at probably 300 people floating around the village at nighttime. That isn't there anymore. Probably 85% of the accommodation in our area is now under state contract. You know, we're looking at a great match there between Clare and Waterford. Usually you'd see in Ennis on a Saturday night before a game, you'd see the jerseys and the colours, and you'd be interacting with people and things like that. That was non-existent in Ennis on Saturday night. You know, the likes of Ennis Time and Lahinch that have large banks of self-accommodation, they seem to be doing very, very well. Where you have the likes of Ballyvaughan, Listunvarna, which are really suffering, and our members would be relaying their frustration really with government in that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. There doesn't seem to be a roadmap there for where we're going. Businesses are limping along day to day, and that's been copper fastened by the increase in VAT, which is really a noose around their neck, and the other costs in relation to doing business. You know, it's really, really difficult situation at the moment.
And that's Maurice Walsh of Dirty Nelly's in Bunratty, ending John Cook's report from County Clare. Lots more on these and other issues from around the country in the run-up to the local elections on June the 7th. You can email drivetime@rte.ie right now if you want to get in touch.